Show, the radio show by Jules, where I used to play Glee songs, but I'm honestly really over Glee. So I decided to just keep the name, but there will be no Glee this year. Unless there's an off chance I decide I really like Glee again, which I don't think is true. So, anyways, I have Amaya here with me for my first show. It's very exciting. I've been hanging out with Amaya a lot more lately. So, yeah, anything you have to say to the people, Amaya?
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. It's my second time as a guest on Glee, the show, the radio show, so I'm super stoked.
Yeah, thank you. So the first song that we're gonna play, well, I guess the premise of this episode, we're gonna start with some songs on my shirt playlist, which is all bands that I have t-shirts for. So I have a Prince shirt, and the first song that we're gonna play is I Would Die For You by Prince. And I've been listening to that actually a lot lately. So take it away, Prince. That was a lovely song by Prince.
It's a great Prince song.
Yeah, I think it's just a really good album, Purple Rain. I have two Purple Rain shirts actually. So,
Wow, I have zero.
yeah, you should get on that. Yeah, speaking of just like shirts I'm wearing, right now I'm actually wearing a Led Zeppelin shirt.
I happen to be wearing my Grateful Dead shirt from the coffee shop that I used to work at.
Wow, Grateful Dead and coffee go hand in hand.
Yeah. The owner was a real deadhead. The theme of the shop actually had nothing to do with the Grateful Dead. He just really wanted to make a shirt.
That would be cool if it did have to do with it though. Like if like a whole like music inspired coffee shop.
Yeah, I think that would be really cool. But it's like in a beach town on the shore, so it's just like beach themed, and then the merch just happens to be Grateful Dead themed. It really doesn't match, but people love them.
Yeah, well, it's a great design. Okay, so I guess since I'm wearing Led Zeppelin, the next song that I'll play is Immigrant Song. This song reminds me of Thor Ragnarok, if you've seen that, because they play it in, like, the main fight scene towards the end, and I just think it really adds to it. So here's Immigrant Song. Pretty good song.
Pretty good song. Always reminds me of School of Rock.
Yeah, very hype. Like, I feel like if I was, like, walking to class and listening to the song, I'd be much more, like, fast-paced.
Yeah, you can, like, feel this song in your chest.
Yeah. Okay, so the next song that we're gonna play, I have a Clueless shirt, and I was like, well, Clueless has an album. Like, they have some music in that movie, obviously. So I picked, like, some of my favorite songs from Clueless to put into my playlist, and one of them is All Right by Supergrass, and it's just, like, really reminds me of watching, like, a 90s movie or, like, a, like, teen comedy type movie. Gives good vibes.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with the Clueless soundtrack, but it's an absolutely classic movie, so
yeah, I think you'll probably know this song once you hear it, and, like, I think it plays in the scene where, like, they're taking the pictures. But yeah, okay, so we're gonna play All Right.
Oh,
That's just such a fun song. I love listening to that.
Yeah, I totally get what you mean when you say it's like the 90s rom-com kind of feel.
Yeah. I feel like this song, like, I don't know what other movies it's been in, if any, but I feel like it could theoretically, like, fit in so many other movies.
Yeah, actually, like, any of them.
Yeah. The next song that I have a shirt for is The Rolling Stones. I'm actually doing a print of The Rolling Stones in my printmaking class.
Ooh.
Of, like, The Tongue. So I'm really excited about that. I think I'm pretty much done with it. And tomorrow I'm gonna, I guess, like, present it to the class.
Very cool.
It's blue and purple.
Nice.
Yeah. So I asked Amaya, what's your favorite Rolling Stones song? And she said...
Well, this actually isn't my favorite Rolling Stones song, but it's the favorite one that you have on this playlist.
Okay. well, the favorite one on this playlist was Start Me Up, remastered 2009 edition.
Yeah, thank you for the clarification.
Yeah, so we're going to play that. Then we're going to have to find out what her actual favorite Rolling Stones song is. So here's Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones. Good job, Rolling Stones.
Yeah, good job to the Rolling Stones.
Congrats to you guys for that success. I know that they listen and it means a lot to them. They're an indie band, and I know even me buying their merch probably means a lot. So
yeah, no, that's like a huge deal. I mean, they've been trying to make it for like 50 yeah. years or something.
Yeah, so
this is it. This is their big break.
On WJRH at Lafayette College. Yeah, so, okay. The next song is actually not something I have a shirt for, but it's one of the songs that's in my favorite playlist. And Amaya suggested this, and I was like, wow, I really love this song too. It's Baba O'Reilly by The Who. Maybe I'll have to find a Who shirt. Like, I don't know. Sometimes there are shirts for bands that I really like, and I just haven't found one yet.
Yeah, I honestly need to expand my band tee collection. Right now, my best one is probably a My Chemical Romance t-shirt, which is interesting, but I love it.
Yeah, I think I need to find more shirts for stuff I like. Because some of those shirts I have, I don't even like the bands necessarily, but I just like the design.
I really want one of those, like, One Direction shirts that are in, like, the death metal style.
Oh, my God.
I want one so badly. My birthday is coming up for those who are listening.
A.K.A. your parents.
Yeah, my parents.
Yeah, I really want a Big Time Rush shirt.
Oh my god, I would love a Big Time Rush shirt.
I love Big Time Rush. Okay, well anyways, here's Baba O'Reilly.
Teenage wasteland, it's only teenage wasteland. Teenage
That's just such a good song.
It's a great song.
Yeah. Love them. I'm glad that they know that. So Amaya and I also both really like Fleetwood Mac.
I'm a huge Fleetwood Mac fan.
I think the last time you were on my show, we played a lot of Fleetwood Mac.
We did.
But a lot of, like, the Glee songs. Because Glee did a whole episode of Fleetwood Mac, like the Rumors album. And that's a good episode. Like, I'll give it to them there. but, yeah, so the one song that I think we're going to play is Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. It's, like, their most popular one on Spotify. But it's also, I think it's justified in that position.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, they have so many good songs, but this one is just really good. So here's Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Down.
There they are, Fleetwood and Mac.
Fleetwood and Mac.
I really want to get a Fleetwood Mac shirt.
Me too.
I know Urban has like one, but it's not great.
No, I want like a like an older style.
Yeah. So if any WJRH listeners have a Fleetwood Mac shirt or know a good place to get one, please let me know. I feel like also sometimes I'll like look up a band like that I want to get a shirt from, and like what shows up is like stupid Etsy things.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that. Like I want like something vintage or like just something cool. Like it doesn't even have to be vintage, I guess. But
yeah, I totally feel that.
Yeah. Amaya also suggested that we listen to Bruce Springsteen, and then I picked the song Born to Run.
Yeah. It is a crowd pleaser. It was Bruce Springsteen's birthday last week. I'm a huge Bruce Springsteen fan.
Happy birthday, Bruce.
Yes, happy birthday.
How old is he?
Oh, I think he's like 70-something.
Wasn't like his daughter like in the Olympics or something?
Ugh, yeah, she was. Don't even start it. Jessica.
Wait, was it like Jessica equestrian Springsteen stuff?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It was. She's not that good.
But she's Bruce's daughter, so she gets the pass.
Yeah, not really.
I mean, when you have a song called Born in the USA, it is fitting to have your child compete for the Olympics. Like, USA, like, he's a very, like, yeah. USA guy.
His son is also a career firefighter. I think that's also very Born in the USA on brand.
Yeah. My dad's a rock star, and I'm a firefighter.
I mean, better than his daughter, honestly.
Yeah.
I can't stand her.
Okay. Yeah, if you hear that, unnamed daughter Springsteen.
Jessica Springsteen, yeah. I don't really think you should have gone to the Olympics.
Now we're going to get hate mail.
I hope so.
Okay, so here's Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen.
Glory and suicide machines sprung from cages of-
Doesn't that song make you feel like you're riding a horse?
I've never
at the Olympics.
It does make me feel like I'm driving on the Jersey Shore in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's what it was written for.
Margate.
I have spent some time in Margate.
Yeah. You'll have to spend more time if I'm down there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. The next song that we're going to play is, it's probably my number one favorite song ever. It is Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I love Lynyrd Skynyrd so much just because of this song. I have a Lynyrd Skynyrd shirt, and the thing with Lynyrd Skynyrd is, like, a lot of their stuff has, like, Confederate, like, stuff on it, but the shirt I have does not. I would like to clarify that, but
that would have been super problematic if you just announced that on the air.
Yeah. But, like, they're such a good band, so I think, you know what, we can look past some of the stuff. But this song is just, like, it's a very long song, so beware. It's 9 minutes and 7 seconds, but it will be such a good 9 minutes and 7 seconds because the guitar solo in this song is, like, nothing else. So, okay, here's Freebird.
We'll be right back. Yeah.
What do you think, Amaya?
It's a great song.
Yeah, it is. So I think we have time for two more songs, maybe. The first one we're going to do is You Make My Dreams Come True by Hall & Oates. Really like the vibes of this song. Okay, here we go. What makes your dreams come true, Amaya?
Being on your show.
That's so nice to hear. I don't really know what makes my dreams come true, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough question. You really put me on the spot there.
Maybe I'll have to think about it and get back to you guys next week. So I think we're going to play one more song. And it's by the band that Amaya is actually doing her thesis on. Los Prisioneros.
Yes. They're a Chilean pop band from the 80s. And this song is about, it's about, I guess, annoying people, bottom line. It's about people who, think that they're so cool, that they, really like, European art and, American music. And they're like, okay, so then why don't you go? For, anyone who knows, my dad's going to be the only one who knows this, but the song New Routine by Fountains of Wayne, it has a very similar energy. So yeah. This is Por Qué No Se Van by Los Prisioneros, 1986.
I'm really excited to hear it because I don't think I've ever heard them before.
No. So they're not that popular in America.
Yeah, well, it'll be nice for me to learn something new. All of you WJRH listeners who I know are really excited about this one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here's Por Qué No Se Van by Los Prisioneros. Con nuevas That was lovely.
It's a great song. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, I was like dancing around a little bit to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anyone's interested in Los Prisioneros, I think give them a listen on Spotify.
They're absolutely ruining my Spotify algorithm, so I can't wait to see what my Spotify 2021 Wrapped looks like.
That's like my friend who babysits, and like she has a lot of kids bop. That's gonna be your number one on Spotify, and that's really embarrassing.
Yeah, that is really embarrassing.
Yeah, well, I mean, mine was Glee, but
yeah,
maybe not this year. I don't know.
I think Glee was one of my sister's top.
Yeah, maybe. I'm hoping for a different outcome this year. We'll see.
Yeah, I know, but I'm a little bit screwed with that one.
Yeah, but at least it's, like, not as embarrassing as other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, no one's going to know who they are. Yeah. I don't have any Chilean followers.
So. Yeah. Well, that's really all we have for tonight. It's always nice to hang out with Amaya for an hour.
Yes, it is. Lovely.
Yeah, check us out. Amaya has a show on Friday nights.
Yes, with my roommate Jessica. It's Y2K iPod Nano, and it's soundtracks from the 2000s and 2010s.
Yeah, and I will be here next Sunday at 9 p.m. So great. Playing some music for you guys. And have a great night, all you listeners. Ciao.